Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to episode 420 of the Overseas Connection podcast from May the 6th. The year is 2017. I am your host, Fraser. I am joined by a ragtag bunch here. We finally managed to get our you-know-what sorted out and get recording. It's not completely sorted out. We've just run into a few technical hitches, and I'm going to say we. It's not all on our master controller there behind us. Mr. Mark Wright is with us tonight.
Hello. Yes, major technical issues tonight. Everything wanted to update today, so I updated everything and then nothing works. Typical bloody Windows. I should have stuck with Mac. So, yeah, Mac, can I come? Yes.
I'm going to say it's not major. We're here, we're recording.
Yeah, we're recording, yeah. We're only 20 minutes late. It's usual for you guys, isn't it?
It's all good, buddy. It's all. Mark Hannix on.
Yeah,
Twitter,
just Mark Hannix on, yeah, everything, yeah. Soon to be quitting everything to do with electronics if this keeps going like it is.
Do you think we're getting a victim of trying to do too much? I don't know. Maybe this is a discussion we shouldn't have with the general public, but I don't see why not. I mean, you should be commended, both you and Richard, for what you do. Both of you run the scenes behind, you know, when we do these podcasts, and you're configuring the Twitch, all the Skype layouts on Twitch, we're recording it, sound effects. I mean, it's not exactly.
Yeah, and it's funny how everything seems to work fine, and then the following week, you don't change anything at all on your system apart from update Skype and update your call recorder, and all of a sudden, nothing works. My computer wouldn't even detect my USB microphone, what I normally use. That's why I've got to wear this stupid headset.
Doesn't look stupid.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. It looks Star Warsy.
Dwiggy, dwiggy, dwiggy.
Yeah, the Force is not with me.
Okay. Well, look. Don't be stressed out about it. I don't care about all these problems. As long as we're recording, it's no problem at all. And your help and what you do is appreciated. I suppose I just want to make sure that you're aware of that and ignore the dwiggy, dwiggy, dwiggy comments from. Number two in the house, just below you in my view anyway, Mr. Robin Tate.
Hey, good evening, Robin Tate here in Ballymena, Northern Ireland. Well, it's actually a hole. That's too hard to say. It's a clear in your throat.
I've posted various things to you, and I've never heard how that was pronounced. Say that again.
A hole.
A hole. Okay.
There used to be an American airbase in a place called Port Glenone, which is about 2 miles away from here. It's spelt Port Glen One, and that's what the Americans called it. Port Glen One. But yeah, a hole is like clearing your throat. It's A-H-O-G-H-I-L-L, A Hog Hill, a hole.
Nice.
It really is, yeah. Yeah, it's that's why I just ignore it. Hey, it's me, and we're here, and do you know what, Mark? You're doing your thing, and it's fine. It's not the BBC. We're fine. Let's not worry about things not working, because you Fraser's right. We do far too much, probably.
And we are live, so that's the main thing.
Well, hopefully.
Just.
Yeah, and there's people in the chat, they're just brilliant. They're chatting away and giving a stick. So that's what it's all about.
Good. So you're well, Robin, are you?
I am really good. Yes, I will talk about it, I suppose, in a minute or two.
Okay.
But
we'll
yes, I've had an active day today. It's been great.
Good. Well, we're so glad to see you. We'll go on to intros in a second. But before we let you just run away and do your 10 minutes, we will bring in Nick.
Hello.
How are you, Nick?
I'm fantabulous. Thank you
good.
For asking.
That's wonderful. If you're good, I'm good.
I'm good. I'm good. I'm drinking my beer, trying to get internet to work.
Well, it must be working.
Well, here's, I have nothing on, like, I'm not even in the chat, just so the flipping computer will work.
Right. So. I wonder, what is it with sketchy internet? I don't know. I haven't had sketchy internet for years, if really ever. I don't know. Is it? Are you in a sort of a new residential area, whatever, the services aren't that sort of
cemented? The company good, I had got bought out. And the people that bought them out, for whatever reason...
That's shit.
They're not, it's, they have stopped, they've slowed everything down and made it, like, near impossible to do anything unless you pay for these monstrously stupid packages. So I can pay, you know, like, $160 and my internet will work fine. Or I can just keep suffering... They just finished laying down some 1 gig AT&T wiring or something. So when that's all paid for by the rest of the residents, I guess I'll move over, because right now it's pretty pricey.
Yeah.
Every day you're suffering.
Pretty much.
Well, hopefully you don't have to suffer too much longer.
No, because I'm telling you, the next tech guy that comes in and tells me it's really my own fault, I'm going to shoot him.
Yeah, right. Okay.
He's well, like, why? Oh, it's your phone. Your phone doesn't want to connect. It's, no, my phone didn't have a problem up until now.
You're going to join Kim's club then, murdering things, murdering living Kim's creatures.
Club? I'm here to fix your washing machine, Kim's. But I'd have a look at your internet, huh?
Okay. All right, so let's get swiftly moving along. I don't know, he's watched those German educational videos again. intros and story time. Do we have anything that we want to... I know that Nicole and I are bonding tonight. We both have watched some esports. Of a sort. Mine wasn't really an official eSport, but I did watch a tournament on Twitch on Thursday. Nicole, what were you watching?
The Gears of War 4 eSports event that was today. Well, it's been for a while. They're like narrowing them down. I think it's a bracket.
Okay.
Style of sport.
And have you sat and watched eSports before?
No, now I know why.
Okay, talk us through your experience then.
It was neat watching the two teams compete, because you got to see both sides at the same time, so that was cool. I liked watching that. But when they go to the guys that are doing all the announcing, and these fools are actually dressed up in a sport coat and a tie.
Oh yeah, okay.
Like, trying to look all serious. But then they've got, like, jacked up hair that's blue at the tips. It really just screws things up.
Right.
So.
Yes.
I don't know. It was, the commentating was very interesting and very helpful, and I did like that. It's just having to look at the commentators really kind of threw me for a loop. I'm like, dudes, just wear a t-shirt.
Gaming suffers from trying to present itself to the masses. There's no doubt about it. I mean, it's, I don't know. I guess that, you know, after a while, perhaps they'll carve out their own niche and it will be widely accepted that you have these guys dressed up like this, and that's the way it is. But it's early days. I think it's finding its feet, right? I guess. And
yeah, well, they also need to find their wardrobe.
Yes, I know.
That's not it.
No.
It doesn't mesh. I could totally see, like, a sports jacket with the sleeves pushed up and a t-shirt looking casual but kind of dressed up. But sporting a jacket and tie and trying to look like a real sportscaster just killed me.
Right. Sports jacket with the sleeves rolled up, that's
pushed.
Like,
I said pushed.
That's like Bolero, like. Was it Crockett and Tubbs?
Yeah, that's a bit that, Miami. Yeah,
no, Crockett and Tubbs would be rolled up. I said pushed up. That's right. The millennial guys push those up and then wear those.
Oh, God. I was just hoping that stuff was coming back in fashion again, because I got a load of that.
Right.
Oh, I'm sure it will. Give it time.
Now, fashion. Fashion aside, it, you know what? That's what a lot of us, you know, hope that fashion will repeat itself. It never really does. It's never the same.
No, it does, but it does to a degree and not the whole degree of what it was previous.
Exactly. Anyway, on the gaming side, how was it watching these pros?
Did they have mad, fantastic.
Did they have mad skills?
That was fantastic.
You're a big Gears player, so did you sit and watch it and have a real appreciation for what these guys were doing and how?
You want to know what I did? And Robin's going to kill me. He's probably going to reach through the screen. They had this one battle where they're against each other with shotguns.
Yeah.
I just kept thinking, oh, there goes Robin's head. Oh, there goes Robin's head. Only, I'm sorry, Robin, but that was just from our last match, and I still love you.
You bitch! You shot me again! Yeah. That'd be it.
Explaining the nuances of the shotgun and how to better use it and what team was utilizing it better and how and the difference between Gears 1 and Gears 4 and 2 and 4. It was really fascinating.
They were talking. Sorry, that's my phone. Beg your pardon. They were talking about stuff like that. So you got to get a glimpse into a little bit more than scratching the surface of the game.
Yeah, it was cool. It was really interesting.
Well, that's the sort of thing I had. So this week I watched. For most people who've been listening to me on the podcast last week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it's been, know all I'm obsessed with right now is PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, and I've been watching that on Twitch nonstop. And then on Thursday they had a competition. So it wasn't an official esports event. And what's interesting, actually, now you've said that, is the more we've talked or the more I've watched, I'm not sure how well it would translate to an esport, but that's a whole different subject matter anyway. But it's interesting that I've heard those conversations, been able to glean enough from these guys talking about it to have that sort of thought and discussion. But anyway, they did a tournament on Thursday, which was a charity event, which was organized by the developers. And they ended up raising like $200,000-$300,000.
That's good.
Yeah, they did amazing. It was amazing. And they only played, like, they got 64 players in on Europe. They got 64 players in from North America, all sort of people who'd been in Twitch, major Twitch streamers who'd been in from the start. And they only played like three games each, three games in Europe, three games in North America. It was all done and dusted after a few couple of hours. And because they're massive multiplayer games with 64 people in it at a time. And they raised a ton of money, but it was organized by the devs and it was guys from the development team who were presenting it. So you watched it and they were really, you know, not as smooth talking. And it didn't really have the gift of the gab that you might sort of be expecting. But once you got past that with these guys and realized that they didn't have that. But what they did have was they start talking about the development of the game and what they were tweaking and what changes were being made and why they were doing this and why they were doing that. It was just fascinating. So it was great. It's great. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I watched a good few matches on Thursday. And, what was funny was I had two Twitch streamers that I follow, Viz and Halifax, who a lot of the times will play together. This time they played in separate teams. Halifax got killed by Viz in the first two games. Out of 64 people who could kill him, he was got killed by his own teammate twice. So it was fun.
Razor, you're still not playing this game, yeah?
I am not.
You refunded it, didn't you?
Yeah, I bought it and had trouble running it and refunded it. I'm sitting there hovering over the buy button again because when I bought it on the first day it was released and they're continually working on optimizing it. So it should be running a little bit better every time they make tweaks and changes. And even today I was watching a match and they're talking about how they're trying to shift some of the processing over to the GPU rather than the CPU. And I put my hands up. I have no idea, really. I sort of understand what they're telling me. I know they're conveying a message to me and trying to put more load onto the graphics card. I don't know why, and I don't know what they'll do to achieve that, but they every day talk about optimization. And when this game will be optimized and how, you know, and it will just take a bit of time, but it will get there and it will run better. So, and the thing is, if you buy it now, it's early access, it's $30. When it's all optimized and ready to go, this game is not going to be $30. So I'm thinking I'm going to rebuy it.
$26.99
okay.
in the UK.
Well,
I've $26.99, and I've been tempted. Like with Conan Exiles, that was $26.99. That's in early access alpha stage, but that's quite a decent game even in alpha stage. And I bought that because I know when it goes full release, it'll be more expensive.
Yeah. So I think if you're, I'm pretty aware that I want to play it again. And I definitely want to play it later. So I wish it was coming to consoles and we could all just jump in and do the console, just press play and it would work. But that might not be for another year, I don't think, at least. So, so that was pretty neat. So that was good. Robin, you have a couple of things on your list there.
Yeah. Tell me about the caricatures.
You must have been reading my wife's social media then. We went to an event last night that my wife had organized, and they had a guy drawing caricatures. Yes, so we had a caricature made. I didn't know it was posted. I had no idea. So you've seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it. Good. You had a nice wee shirt on.
I met the mayor last night. I got a selfie done. I was going to do a selfie, but in fact, someone took the picture for us. So it's not a selfie then, is it?
Did he have his bling on, did he?
He did not have his bling on. In fact, the mayor was there last night, and he was being a proper Canadian mayor. He turned up in a hockey shirt. I mean, the whole thing was in honor of Canada's 150th birthday, which is this year. So he turned up in a Canadian hockey shirt, which was very Canadian. So, yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
All right. I've had a crazy busy week. The weather has been actually very good here. It's quite strange. The sun has been beaming, and it seems there's not going to be rain until next weekend, which is fabulous. So I spent the majority of today in the garden. It was class. I mean, I've dug more stones and wheelbarrowed stuff here and there, And I started painting the big wooden climbing frame over the garden with this blue stuff, this blue stain. And I ended up at the end of it looking like a Smurf. It was more on me, I think, than there was on the climbing frame. And I've scrubbed myself to death out there. And I'm feeling quite tight because I've been exercising. You're tight. So I got the jacuzzi up and built onto the bandstand, so it is filled and heating, so hopefully tomorrow night we'll get in for a bubble outside rather than in here, so that's going to be
nice.
Cool.
Very nice.
And I've got one of those weeks ahead now where I'm at we're running a mini specialized ice cream event for 2 days in our big development kitchen. So everything about ice cream, Italian handmade gelato demonstrations, gelato whipped ice cream. We've got to have waffles and crepes being made all day. And I'm just going to stand there. It's going to be terrible.
Now, we're talking about stuff we can definitely talk about here. Now,
it's terrible. Yeah.
I've been in refrigeration. That's what I'm in. I hear gelato mentioned a lot, but I've never really partake of the gelato that I'm aware of. What am I missing? What's the difference between
posh name for ice cream?
Common and Garden ice cream?
Okay, well, Common
gelato.
And Garden. Okay, here's the science bit. Okay, Common and Garden ice cream is bulk made. So the ice cream that you eat in, say, March or April is probably made in January in a massive big vat. And it's deep frozen and it's kept colder than gelato for a start. Okay. Generally, gelato is made today to be eaten tomorrow, and in a week's time, it'll pass its best. So, the science bit is because it's frozen, it's shock frozen. It's okay, and it is warmer than your industrial ice cream. The ice crystals in gelato are smaller, so it is smoother. It feels very, very smooth to the tongue. It's slightly warmer. You can have it all year long, and it's absolutely beautiful. And my love, we have machines to make gelato, and we have customers that do that, and I love that. So, yeah, so that's the difference. It's fresh, not industrial, and it's warmer, so it's smoother.
Now, talking about flash freezing, when I was in America last month, getting my dose of freedom,
yeah.
I was in one of the malls. Don't roll your eyes, Nicole. I was in one of the malls with my father, and I noticed a Dippin' Dots
shop. Oh, crass.
Now,
yeah.
I have heard of Dippin' Dots, right?
Yeah,
I've heard of Dippin'
yeah.
Dots. Okay. Mark's got that look. I'm not sure Mark knows what Dippin' Dots are.
Nope.
And I had sort of heard that Dippin' Dots were nitrogen-frozen ice
little,
cream. Little dots.
Polystyrene balls. They're like polystyrene balls. Yeah. All
I said to my dad, I've got to try Dippin' Dots. But I went in there and I saw the price of Dippin' Dots. And I was like, I'm not sure I really want to pay for Dippin' Dots. So I asked the man if I could try some. He gave me a little spoonful of Dippin' Dots. The fact that that became a thing in America really does not bode well for America. I don't know how that happened.
No, there's no Dippin' Dots over here. I actually looked at the agency to bring it over to the UK because it's not over and definitely not in Ireland. But yeah, it's unique and it's expensive and the kids love it because you get all your little just plain ones and all multicolored ones and it's cool. And as you eat it, it sort of melts together. But yeah, it's really, really cold, and that's why it holds its shape for a while. Yeah, I love ice cream. Ice cream, this is a good time of year for us. Ice cream season for us is sort of January to June, and then our customers are busy, and so, but yeah. Well, and the equipment's really expensive. You know, even a whipped ice cream machine, a basic whipped ice cream machine from us. Sorry, this is not video games. But
like a Mr. Whippy.
Yeah, so a basic countertop whipping machine, our prices started about £10,000 sterling.
Nice.
And go up to about 60 or 70 grand for a big, big machine.
Ooh, now, so, what am I getting with the 60 grand machine? Come on.
A bigger engine, higher output. So if you get a coach and you have to pull off whipped ice cream machines for a whole coach load of people, you'll not run out of ice cream. So it's the difference in the quality of the ice cream from the cheap machine to the big machine is virtually identical. It's just the output is the main thing.
So it's overkill for me to put one of those in my basement.
Yeah, would be. No, would do. Yeah, it would. Anyway, so yes, I've got a big ice cream event coming up, and I'm looking forward to that. That's work, but well. It's work with nice stuff on the side. So I've been busy and I've been doing stuff in the garden, which is a nice escape. But gaming wise, it's been really tough time wise because just this week has just been nutballs with work. But so there you are. That's what I've been up to.
I feel we're in a little bit of a lull. We're in that sort of mid change between seasons. I'm in seasonal work, so the change between winter and summer, springtime basically, is what you might call it, is brutal for me. It's my quiet time. It's this real lull, and I feel sort of a lull in gaming right now too. I don't know why, but here you go.
Springtime for Hitler and the fatherland. Anyway, I sort of agree, and I don't know what it is. I do know what it is. For me personally, it's time. Time, and when I do come home and it is night outside, I like to go outside. So,
Here you go. Mr. Mark Wright.
Yes.
Doogie, doogie, doogie.
Yeah. You have a couple of items in there. What I've done is I've skipped you in the list and I've forgotten. I've been going back up the list now to see that Mark's up there. Beg your pardon, Mark.
Well, obvious computer issues today. I'm in the market for a headset for my Xbox. It happens, I don't like broadcasting this, but it happens to be my birthday on Tuesday. And I want a new headset because my PX5s held together with blue bits of metal, and I've had them a long time. They've been a brilliant headset, but I need some new ones. So if anyone's got any decent Xbox One headset recommendations, tweet me at Mechanics, please. Viva La Pedros, and Kim's already WhatsApped me a few ideas, so yeah, I'm having a look around.
I have repaired my Turtle Beaches. I've had the soldering iron out and repaired my Turtle Beaches four times now.
I have quoted you so many times, Razor. as the man that doesn't throw things out. Look, Fraser would fix this.
Mine's held together.
I am as good as Fraser. I can do that.
Metal and araldite on both sides to hold it together.
Good stuff. There we go.
It's all just
your head
away.
Must be really big. You must be stretching it like mad to get over that thing. Yeah. It must be like.
Today I've been doing the motorist's worst things you can do, which is your annual insurance renewal.
Is that the worst thing you can do? Because isn't it one of the best things you can do? Because normally we don't do it. We just let it roll and roll.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, you see. If you just let it roll and roll and roll, they sneakily put the price up. Well, they do in the UK anyway. It's more of a pain than a hindrance, really, because, like, today all I've been doing is, like, internet searching different insurance companies trying to get the best price. The company I went with last year was the first time I've used them, and they were the cheapest for the level of cover. But this year, they've, for some reason, gone up, like, £120. So I've done a bit of internet search, and I've managed to find it cheaper than what I paid last year. I've got it for £396, including all the extras like breakdown cover and legal cover.
Fully comp, third-party fire theft.
No, fully comp, yeah. But some companies are wanting like £500, £600, £700. And for someone my age and my years of no claims, that's
well, young drivers like yourselves, yeah. Mark, you get hammered.
Well,
I'm about to go through this.
My lad pays about £1,500, and he's got like 2 years, 3 years no claims.
Yeah, Joshua is, my son is 17 on Tuesday, and I whizzed up to a local driving instructor today to pick up a little gift card for 10 driving lessons for him. Now my mother-in-law changed her car about 6 months ago and gave Joshua, her old little Renault Clio. So it's sitting in the driveway waiting for him, but I have business insurance, and Judith has business insurance, so he can't drive our cars. So he's going to have to get his own, and that's going to be £2,000.
Yeah.
At least ridiculous. £2,000 for a first year.
And it never used to be like that. When I was 18 and I passed my test, I got my first car. It was a shitty little Peugeot 104, 1 litre, but it got us everywhere. It was a brilliant little car. And I think my first insurance on that was about £150. And then fast forward 30 odd years, and then new drivers are having to pay £2,000-£3,000. It's ridiculous now. Absolutely.
Yeah,
crazy.
There's talk about getting this like GPS thing put in his car to analyse how you drive and that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Telematics is pretty good as well. Because for one, it stops them driving like idiots and showing off to the mates. And two, I know of some insurance companies who will actually ring the police if they sense it's had an accident or it's been driven erratically. West Yorkshire Police went out to one at Queensbury, where she'd reversed into a pub wall late at night, and the telematics box sensed this instant reduction in speed and that. So they called the police themselves, the telematics people. And when we got there, she was over the drink drive limit. Stupid woman.
Insurance nightmare. Yeah, man. Well, when I was a kid, I had my own car, but it was called my mother's car, and I drove on her insurance on the sort of the coattails.
Well, the first year I did that on my dad's car, but then I got my own. Yeah.
So, anyway,
good.
There
All
you
right.
go.
Nice.
Yeah,
okay.
So we bored everyone to death now.
I don't think so. You haven't bored me to death. Anyway, we're pretty much up to close to the top of the hour. I think that's a show. Let's wrap it up.
I'll play the outro music, but I can't.
All right, let's move on. Anyway, I think we've covered enough to not worry about the lack of news we have today. Let's go on to some games that we've been playing. I'm going to go in order here. What have we got? Robin Tate. Oh, actually, well, you guys can... No, it's not. It's not Mass Effect 4, is it? It's Mass Effect 3.
Oh, shit.
Who's put Mass Effect 4?
Right.
Oh, shit. I copied Robin.
Yeah, that was just like a. I did. That was just like yeah, Andromeda.
Mass Effect.
Yeah,
a.
that was a Freudian slip there.
Okay. Well, all of you have got that in there.
Yeah. I didn't mean to say three. It's an Andromeda. We made the same mistake.
And Nicole's put Mass Effect in there as well. So you guys can do your Mass Effect thing. I'll give you 10 minutes starting now.
Okay. Well, I played some more this week, and I still can't. I played maybe 2 or 3 hours a few nights ago there. Still can't get away from Vold. Well, I did get away from it, and then I went back down. Oh, I got lead.
In your pencil.
Excellent. Yeah. You just gave yourself an extra 5 minutes. Go.
Yeah, I got lead. See, my girl, she's really friendly, and she generally gets the romance option in every conversation tree, you know, so I'm laying the seeds with everybody, and the first one to jump in was Liam. Now Liam was down doing press ups in his wee room, and we had a bit of a chat there, and he had his shirt off. I'll tell you what, Liam was a bit, he's tight, all muscly and all gristly, but he's really, really skinny, Nicole. Nothing to hold on to. So we had a wee romp on the sofa, and yeah, that's the first conquest done. It's brilliant. I can't.
I'm glad it's your first. You say that with like there's many more to come. I like that sort
yeah.
of thing.
Act 2. I'm going to spread disease around the Andromeda galaxy. I feel like I want to drive the story forward, but I'm finding so much in the side quest stuff that's keeping my interest that I just want to keep on going at it. So I'm nearly ready to go to the next planet. But I don't know, cause it just opens up and opens up and opens up. And, it's good. It's good.
Has it got good graphics?
Janky here and there. Yes. But very acceptable. Very acceptable.
Mark, you having some conquests too? I saw you step. Yeah. You're gonna rub it in Robin's nose, aren't you?
I had a bit of a non-committal romp in the hair. Well, floating in the air dock with PB, and then I've got some serious loving action with Cora.
Nice.
Yeah, and I put it in WhatsApp, didn't I? I was quite shocked at that. Because normally
she's not. Sen's not interested in girls.
well, mine's a guy, you see. I played as a guy. Yeah, usually, it's sort of like in the Mass Effect games, in the past, in the love scenes, it usually fades to black or doesn't show you anything. It's like full on nude scene, man. It shocked me for a bit. Especially with their fucking animations. So I've finished the game now. I finished it last week. I wasn't on last week to talk about it, so yeah. I've completed the main story. And I can say it is a superb ending, I thought it was. Especially compared to Mass Effect 3.
Red, green, and yellow, no? Red, green, and blue?
No, it's brilliant. I really enjoyed the ending. And it sets up nicely for the next one. And it's... sorry.
Tell him to shut up.
Yeah, I know.
Shh.
it was a brilliant ending. And it sets up nicely for the next one, and I've completely lost my train of thought now. Yeah, carry on. It's a good game. Brilliant game. I loved it. Oh, yeah. All the side
missions... Game of the year, Mark. Game of the year.
It's in there, yeah. All the side missions are open to you after you complete the main mission.
So it continues on.
Yes. So, good. Okay. Mass Effect. You guys didn't do 10 minutes at all. You only did about 3, 4.
Hmm.
Need
no,
more?
I'm
Robin.
I mean, my big truck, my big Jeep thing is getting upgraded, and that's cool. And what is there annoyances? Not really. They have tweaked a few things with the updates that you can skip some of the, you know, moving from planet to planet thing. You don't have to go through all the animations, which is a nice little thing. So yeah. That's good, and I'll be with it for a while longer. What, Nicole, you've been playing a bit of it?
I downloaded it. I bought it. I downloaded it.
Cool.
That's it. I got further than Kim.
Well, she got the plastic off the box, so that's the result.
Did she?
Well, in my defense, my internet sucks balls.
I had no internet for like a week and a half. None. Because I had to wait for the stupid tech to come out. So as soon as I get internet, I purchase the game and download it. And now I'm on. I'm like, here. Here I am.
This like, is where we are.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm on the podcast.
Okay.
Watching my dogs destroy each other because I haven't fed them yet.
Okay. Aww. Maybe they'll start to eat each other.
Hmm.
You can hear them in the background. It's hilarious.
Robin, what's Paladins?
Okay, well, Paladins, I think Mark touched on this a couple of weeks ago. Paladins yeah. is with sort of beta access. I think it's actually now down as a new release on the Xbox Mark? Dash. It's
How's it up to everyone like, now?
Yeah, I see it in the store now.
Right, okay. Yeah, before it Paladins was a preview thing.
It's like Overwatch.
Very I much think. Like Overwatch.
And I played four or five different rounds of it. And it's like one of those games like Overwatch.
Oh, it's a free-to-play multiplayer shooter, so...
Yeah, yeah. So you sort of choose your character, you choose your champion. They have different power-ups. There's lots of things to unlock. You go in, and I don't know if it changes a lot, but I had to push a little cart along from one place to another and capture the area. And it's fun, but if that's what Overwatch is like, I don't know. Is Overwatch much better than it, Mark?
Well, I'll tell you what. Just reading here, and I know my name's not Mark, so I just to add that in there. But in response to accusations that the game is an Overwatch clone, the COO Todd Harris said that Overwatch was not the inspiration for Paladins, and the game that deserves the most credit is Team Fortress 2.
Hmm. But then again, you could say that about Overwatch as well. It's a very, I mean, it's been a long time since there's been a game like Team Fortress, and Overwatch is it, and Paladins is it too. But then again, it's free to play. It is good. It seems to handle very well. It's pretty to look at, and as a big group game, it looks kind of cool.
Maybe I'll download that tonight. Have a crack at it tomorrow.
Yeah, go for it. The other thing that I've been playing, and thanks to Jason Johnson, I did spend some money, and I've been playing Her Majesty's Spiffing.
Now, let's stop you there. Okay. Spending the money part, right?
Yeah.
How is this time? How's your budget going for Yolg?
I think I've spent about 40 quid. So, okay. 40 quid. So that's, I'm okay. That's all right with me, Yolg. I've still got plenty to go. And this cost me £2. Sorry, is that £2.99 or £3.99? I actually bought this on iOS. It is available on Xbox and PC. Her Majesty's Spiffing is a point-and-click adventure, not dissimilar to your old LucasArts sort of point-and-click games. I have a little pull to this because it's a Belfast Northern Ireland developer that has put this together, and it's kind of cool. It's very nicely done. The story goes that it's sort of a Brexit game. So it's the Queen takes her royal prerogative to take control of the country, and she decides that she's going to set up this space agency called Spiffing, Special Planetary Investigative Force for Inhabiting New Galaxies. And she takes off in a rocket, which is actually Big Ben. And off she goes to space with her crew, and they go and try to inhabit new planets. There's no stereotypes in it whatsoever. The captain is quite an English chap. He's called Frankly English, and your co-pilot is called Alan Jones. Not a stereotype of a Welshman whatsoever.
Does he?
Not really, eh?
They go off to... You have to solve your problems, like your point-and-click stuff. Yeah, so they go off to their first trying to new galactic British Empire, and they land on the planet, the first one I came across, and the French are already there. And the French, they want to create an empire, and on this planet, they want all the French people to eat crepes and have berets and bicycles, and it's very good, but it's funny. It's tongue in cheek. It really is. It's over the top. There is a curious thing. There's you can choose to have an American voice, like instead of your English guy. But if you choose it for the American, they have a laughter track.
Oh, and excellent.
the laugh and the laughter track comes when the jokes, just in case the Americans don't get the sarcastic humor, which I think is a very nice touch. So look, yeah, available in lots of stuff. Give these guys some support. It was a Kickstarter. They borrowed money from everywhere to get this together, and it runs really well. It's a perfect game for iOS, and it's on pretty much everything. It's probably on that other Android systems as well. It's on PlayStation 4, Windows, Linux, you name it, it's there. And for the money, £2.99 or £3.99, it's a steal.
Greedy so, devs.
Greedy devs. Her Majesty's spiffing. Very big. Give it a nice. Check it out. Check it out.
Okay, Mark, we had Mass Effect from you already, but you have finished another game that I'm very interested in. I've been very tempted to get this. I had a lot of fun with the second one.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the first one, and I played a bit of the second one. I never finished the second one. But yeah, Just Cause
3. We're talking about Just Cause 3.
Yeah, Just Cause 3. Me and Greg picked, well, I think I picked this up in a sale about a year and a half ago. It was all of the DLC as well included. It was really cheap at the time. And I started it, like a lot of our Yolga games, and I never finished it. So yeah, since I finished Mass Effect, I've done something I don't usually do, which is stick to one game until I finished it. I mean, this game seemed to go on forever. I think I've got about 52 hours into it by the end I finished it. But I never got bored of it. It was really, really good. It's a lot of fun. The DLC packs for it are really, really well done. They integrate well into the game itself, and each one has got its own unique benefit. So, like the air one, you get a nice... Like, normally you got a wingsuit, but in the... DLC one, you get a bit of a jet boost pack on it as well, so you can go further. In the mech one, there's a new weapon you can get. It's called the Eden Spark, which is a bit like Hammer of Dawn from Gears of War, but instead of light coming down from the sun, it's like a lightning thing, and it just obliterates everything. It's really good.
I played it and completed it. Lots of fun, and I didn't do any of the DLC.
His friends were dicks.
I mean, they're just sitting in a bloody cave when he goes out and does things, and then gets his end off in some temple some night, and that it gets a bit. In fact, the kids or Judith walked into the room, I think, when that scene was going on. and there was a really good bit where they had to set fire to a field full of drugs. And you get high, a lot.
Oh, was that
brilliant,
game
really
was
good
that,
game.
Was that Far Cry 4?
Was that Far Cry? Oh, sorry, Just Cause 3. Oops. Yeah. I'll just rewind.
Rewind. I'm sure that was Far Cry.
No, I'm sorry. Yes, that's Far Cry. You're absolutely right. Yeah. I have Just Cause 3. Oops. Yeah. Sorry. I just thought of Bungo. No, Just Cause 3 is the game that Mark is talking about. Far Cry 3 is the game I was talking about. I'm a dick.
Have you played Just Cause 3?
They are similar, but Just Cause 3, a lot of the emphasis on the game is to liberate the towns and cities and villages, which is quite fun. You have to pull down the statue of a dictator, you have to get rid of the billboards and destroy propaganda towers, speakers and propaganda vans and stuff. So there's a lot of mixing it up and fun in it, and the explosions don't get old. There's a lot of explosions in this game. You can plant like a C4 charge thing, and if you upgrade that, you can get it where it's jet propelled. I don't know if you've seen the videos on YouTube where they stick some of these things on a cow's ass and set it going, and then the cow just like and zooms off into the air and explodes into a load of beef burgers. It's a lot of fun. Now, a few criticisms. This gets a lot of slowdown and frame rate stuttering on the Xbox One version. It really struggles when there's a lot going off on the screen. I don't know if it's the same on PS4. Probably not so much on PC, I wouldn't have thought. But yeah, there's a lot of slowdowns on Xbox One. But it's still such a fun game, and I enjoyed every minute I played of it. I thought I'd get bored of it, but I didn't.
I'm not totally surprised that It's because I haven't played it, but you know, having played quite a bit of Just Cause 2, it's very, very sandboxy in the fact that they give you all the tools that you can make things happen that really should power down the whole system, right? Yeah. I mean, it's like Minecraft, you know, Minecraft runs fine, but if you start to fill up a massive hole with TNT, with 3,000 bricks of TNT, you can crash the system, right? I mean, it's that open worldy. It's not linear at all.
No. And it's got the game mechanic what all the Just Cause games have, where you've got a grapple hook on your wrist, and you can use that to tether two things together, and you can retract them and pull them together and stuff. And one of the most satisfying things to do is to tether an enemy soldier to a compressed gas cylinder, shoot the gas cylinder so it sort of like ignites, and then the gas cylinder go whoosh up into the sky, drag the poor little guy behind him, and explode into a load of stars. It's
nice.
It's just tons of fun.
I think memory came back there of EGX the year that this was coming out, and I think there was a group of us standing in the queue.
This was at the last EGX when it was in London.
And that's
where I played it first.
Tell me. Why is it called Just Cause 3? Can you explain that?
Is that what you said to him?
Oh, yeah.
What did he say?
The poor girl just got lost. Well, it's because there was other ones. Yes, but why 3? Yeah, that was good.
I thought you were going to say why Just Cause. Yeah. I know why it's called Just Cause, because it's Just Cause.
Just Cause.
To get rid of a dictator.
Just Cause.
What about multiplayer, Mark?
I don't think there's any multiplayer apart from there's leaderboards for doing like the furthest grapple, pull, kick thing where you can grapple onto an enemy and kick them. The furthest where you can go on your wingsuit, the furthest you can go on a parachute, stuff like that, like stunts and stuff. So there's leaderboards.
I'm curious because on Just Cause 2. It was the PC community ended up making a
multiplayer
component. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Mm.
And I played that, and it was just bonkers.
Yeah,
but like 100 people on a plane.
It ended up getting properly released by the developers,
right?
You know, who took it on board, I think, and said, you know, here we go, we'll release it. You know, so I just wondered whether they had come up with anything on it. Or
it runs, like I say, it runs bad enough with just one person when. There's a lot going off on screen, so if you did that multiplayer, it'd really struggle. But PC ones might do it on PC, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
But I've still got Just Cause 2 to finish, because it's backward compatible now, is that? And I've got that digitally as well, so...
Yeah, my young ones used to love going into Just Cause 2 on the 360 and just driving the cars and flying the planes and... You know, because it was great. It was a big, big world. And
I love the helicopters. The helicopters are really, really fun to fly in this. And not too difficult. So, a lot of fun. And there's a lot of SAM sites, surface-to-air missile sites at the enemy bases. So what you have to do is you have to get in there, hack them so they're on your side, and then they'll shoot down enemy helicopters. Because if you go anywhere near a SAM site, and they'll shoot your helicopter down in no time.
Damn.
Nice.
So pro tip there. Hack the SAM site.
Pro tip,
good. Okay, anything else?
No, that's all I've played. Just constant Just Cause 3 to get it finished and clear my yog.
Nice. Okay, well, I still have played some games this week. Last week we did Halo 5 multiplayer meetup.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah, it was good fun.
I forgot about that, yeah.
Yeah, so that was great. Who did we have on there? Mark, Jeremy. Robin, Justin
Slayer.
Was in there.
Your stamp.
Slayer. My lad,
Fred
Greg.
Joined us for a bit.
Jeremy. It was good.
Yeah,
it was good fun. And we finished off, I mean, we had some games which were good fun, and then we finished off on SWAT, which was excellent.
Yeah,
that was
tension. Tension.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. More fun than I really expected that session to be. That was awesome. So plenty more of that in the pipe.
What were you doing tomorrow?
I am not sure. I haven't thought about that. Well, I'll try and maybe
Master
be
Chief
on
stuff.
Why not? Some more Halo then. Midday, same again, Halo.
but wind it back to Master Chief Collection this time.
Halo
3 or Halo 4 style there, because I think there's some people who are saying that they have that, but they don't have 5.
Yeah. Right. Okay, job done.
Yep.
And then I'm making a very conscious effort to get my pile of shame done, my Yolg. I'm on 20-something right now.
Wow.
And Dead Rising 3 was staring at me, and I knew I wanted to finish that. And so here's my story. But I didn't really want to play it. It's like one of those games I have on there. I was like, I don't really want to play it. Why? So it was bugging me. But I thought, I've got to get these games finished. And I can't keep swapping them out. And sooner or later, Rob's going to say, no, I'm not swapping it out. So I looked online. I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to just be a little bit cheeky here. I'm going to look on, see if anybody speedrun Dead Rising 3 and how long will it take me? Because it's listed at some ungodly amount of hours. And I saw a guy had finished it in, I think it was an hour and 50 minutes. And I was like, interesting. I can get this game knocked. Maybe I'm sure I can't speedrun it that quick, but maybe I can get this knocked out as quick as possible. So I started watching him play it, and I saw him speedrun the first, basically it's the tutorial level. And he did it in 5 minutes, and I watched him, and I thought, I can copy how he's done that. I can do this. So I went and I did the tutorial bit, and I got it done in you know, not 5 minutes, but not a million miles off. And then I was like, it's not so bad, this game, is it? And then that was it. I was done. Huh. Completely suckered. And I have been playing nothing but Dead Rising 3 all week. Yeah. And loving it. Not only did I finish the game, I've been back playing probably the same amount of time on it again with my son who's playing it. Now I have suddenly gone into OCD mode where I need to go around and collect every plan, everything. It's great. It's really good fun. And I don't know why. I think I was put off slightly because I thought I'd heard that Dead Rising 3 wasn't very good.
No. To say this is a launch title, it still holds up well. I've actually got this. I got this at launch, and I still haven't finished it. I need to go back and finish this. So I saw you playing it.
I tell you what, if you sit there and play with someone else, and this is what did it for me, was I was playing it, if you just focus on the missions that you need to do, you can just run across town, do what they tell you to do. Run across town, do what they need to do.
To destroy every zombie you can see, though, isn't it?
I know, that's what happened, right? Yeah. I was doing that. And actually, then guys were just dropping into my game, so I ended up co-oping most of it. And that really helps if you want to get through some of the main boss fights. But then also I was like, you know what? I wonder if there's a quicker way to level up. So I get on the old iPad, and I'm like, what's the quickest way to get points? And this guy goes, yeah, well, you need to go here, 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 and here. Get the plans for the Ultimate Reaper, the Fire Reaper, the Death Reaper, whatever, and get the Ultimate Reaper. Then run over to the other side of town and get the magazine that powers up your points. Then put in your skill points into these, and now go outside and you'll level up every minute when you start taking out zombies. Well, that was it. Now I've been just kill streaks galore. I've leveled up to level 30 and I'm having a riot with it, you know. And it's just great. And, you know, we talk about – Mark's talking about Just Cause 3 – stuttering and stuff like this. Mm. I have never played a game with this many NPCs on the screen at one time. Hundreds and hundreds of zombies in front of you. Literally hundreds, because I'm getting up to 200-400 kill streaks and then running around the corner and doing 100 more. And it's just handling it brilliantly. You never feel as though you're really looking at the same zombies twice. You know, it doesn't look repetitive. It's not like Rise, Son of Rome, where they're lacking in character creation. I've been trying to avoid saying it. I'm going to say it now. I'm extremely, again, had my socks blown off by Robin's Yolg and the ability for me to take a game that I thought I would never, ever really be that interested in. And why did I buy it? And then just have it turned around because of this.
It's class. It is class.
That we've committed to. It's another one that's really caught me off guard.
Yeah, I mean this week, and we'll get to it later, but I mean, this week, I mean, people that are finishing things like, I know it wasn't on New York, but Mr. Miyagi went back to Portal 2 that he had never finished.
Right.
You know, and there was a Halo 5 completion. It's great. Zombie Army Trilogy's finished there as well. I think you must have helped out with that one too.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I've you know, look at it. I'm really well. I consider myself.
He does consider himself.
Yeah. Sorry. Did you hear that?
No.
Okay, never mind. It's not me. It's my wife who's actually listening. She's going to get this in about 15 seconds. She's going to listen and we're going to say, what on earth was that blasting out of your phone? Which is. She's looking up at me now. She's getting it. Now the message is coming through.
So does this make you want to play Dead Rising 4, then, Fraser?
Sorry, that was... absolutely, yeah. But we're going to wait till that drive. I think to go straight into Dead Rising 4 now is just going to be too much.
Yeah, Martin mentioned it in the chat, but I want it to come onto a really cheap sale, then I'll probably pick it up. But it's definitely one on my list to play in the near future.
Yeah, I'm going to wait till it comes down. And that one's four-player co-op. Dead Rising 3 is only two at a time. Okay. Dead Rising 4 is four people are playing at a time.
Right.
And, just only two for this one. But it's great. And you know, I'm going to go back and play more of it tomorrow. My son wants to play it all the time. It's just amazing. So, yes, job done. Well done.
It's okay for young'un to play. I mean, it's cartoony. Stuff, I mean, really, Grace, what are you letting your husband do?
Yeah, let's not go there.
Okay.
It's all right. Yeah, good. Okay, so that's what we've been playing, just moving swiftly along. let's go on to the news. We don't have a news jingle, though, do we, Mark?
Here, we do. News.
But if you download this on your iPod or iDevice or Android device, there will be sound effects.
Here is the fucking news.
Okay, but right now we don't for the live. have we had a chat update? Let's have a quick chat update to try and put off this quality news section another little bit longer. Who's in there? Has anyone been paying attention to it?
Yeah, that's Baron Von Glor and Fagwent. Martin, PG Tips, Paul's in there. Rain God Zippo and Sarah, RCGC, she's there as well. So, yeah, there's a good bit of chat going on in there. It's very good.
Good.
It's nice to see new names, yeah. We're chatting away about dogs and lots of weird, wonderful stuff.
Grace is just getting... Yeah, you just put... It's great. The message is just coming through now, Robin. Thanks. The old 15 seconds later, my wife's looking at me. Thanks, buddy. Yeah. News. We don't really have too much news. We just sort of we're not very good at news compared to Greg. Greg loves the news, doesn't he?
So do I.
Do you? Why do you put some in then?
Because it's your ride tonight.
Anyway, okay. So he's going to do everything he can to land me in the shit tonight, isn't he?
Yeah.
So I did throw in some news. Legendary Mario 64 record speedrun, collecting everything, has been finally beaten. I think it's sat at about 1 minute 40 for a long time. For years, speedrunners have been trying to collect – I'm going to read now from it. For years, speedrunners have been trying to collect 120 Mario 64 stars in under 1 minute 40. People have come close, but nobody was able to break the barrier until now.
1 minute, not 1 hour, 1 minute.
I'm on the wrong page.
Jesus.
Yes, Summoning Salt holds the distinction of having the most completed speedruns in any other game. Is that right? Yes. Oh, no, sorry. Summoning Salt is the guy who explains it. I need to get Alan Cheese05 Alvarez just earned his place in Mario 64 history by collecting all the stars in a record 1 hour, 39 minutes, 57 seconds. So by 3 seconds, he cracked it.
So it's not 1 minute. It's 1 hour.
1 hour.
Yeah, you say, because when you said 1 minute, I'm thinking, Jesus Christ, how do we do that?
Yeah, they were trying to break it for ages. He somehow has broken it by 3 seconds. It's really a most odd piece of news for people who aren't into speedruns. But I've actually started to like checking out speedruns. Oh, as you found out, I just looked up a speedrun for Dead Rising 3.
Yeah.
this week. But if anybody's watched Games Done Quick on Twitch, that comes around a couple of times every year. It's fascinating watching these guys do speed.
There's a guy on Twitch I watch called Ella Jazz, and he plays a lot of the Souls games and Bloodborne, speedrunning all the bosses on them. And it's just unbelievable to watch. Like, can spend like nearly a day trying to take this boss down, and he just goes past and quick, 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 and it's down, and he's on to the next one. And there are no other shortcuts to get to them as well, don't we? Without having to traverse all the areas and stuff. Very clever how they do it.
I saw on something, I think it was Reddit or something the other day, a guy was taking down, he beat Dark Souls. Maybe Dark Souls 3, I'm not sure which one it was, with a...
Oh, I saw that. With a steering wheel. Yeah. That's the same guy who did it recently with a guitar, and then he did it with a steering wheel, the Microsoft wheel. Yeah.
I also heard that he did it with... I've got the echo again. Mark, your mic keeps getting stuck on.
Oh, I don't know where it is.
Just hit the mute button on your Skype for a second. There, it's gone again. Okay, it's good. I also heard that he had done it with the Donkey Kong 64 bongos. Do you remember those? I don't know.
Yes,
you tell me how you do a Dark Souls 3 completion with a pair of bongos. I have no idea. Anyway, love it. So it's good. It's pretty neat. Anyway, so I'm probably going to watch that Mario 64 speedrun, see how he does it at some point, because it's just amazing how they do it. The glitches and things that they find. That was it?
Yeah, well, there's
stuff there. That was the news.
You know, there's another Half-Life writer has left Valve, so Valve are really not making any game stuff there at all. Remedy are making another new game, which is going to be similar. There must be, and it's going to come out on everything. So it's going to be another third person sort of horror game, knowing them. That's the sort of stuff that's coming out.
Yes. Speaking of games that are coming out that piqued my interest, I had an email from Rebellion, one of my developers of choice these days. They're responsible for Sniper Elite. And, I did play some Sniper Elite last week too. Sniper Elite 4 co-op with my son. That was a great hoot too.
Hmm.
That game is good. But I won't dwell on that. Rebellion are doing a redux. I don't really like that word redux, but they're doing a redux of Rogue Trooper. So, I never played the Rogue Trooper game back in the day. I think it was probably around about the 2000, 2001. I think it came out. Probably for PC. I never played it, but I was a fan of the comics. Anybody else read comics 2000 AD?
No. Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I loved it. Rogue Trooper was excellent. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. We'll see what they do with that.
Got it in the bin every week.
Yeah. And we should get a look at that at E3, which I believe our Lord and Master, Greg DeLacy, has started to put a bug in our ear about E3 predictions too. So how far away are we from E3? Can only be, what, 3 or 4 weeks?
June? Early June?
About four or 5 weeks,
Middle
of June, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's doing his very best to pay his mortgage this week, so he's trying to sell some stuff.
Yeah.
To try and raise some money today and tomorrow. So if you're in sort of Greg's vicinity, there are some beautiful, beautiful, absolutely classic ceramic fruit that he would like to sell to you. And in a garage sale, which is a very American thing. So good luck to Greg's sale. I hope you can get enough money together to buy a Pizza Hut some night, maybe get some of those wee dough balls. Something luxurious for you, for Greg. Nice. A garage.
Maybe he needs a new margarita maker or something. Okay.
No, he's happy with Cindy. He really is happy. He doesn't need another one.
Very good. That reminds me of the joke about the guy who got fired for sticking his penis in the pickle slicer, but we won't go there.
Yeah, I'll find out as well.
You can't leave that hanging.
Oh, you never heard the joke about the guy who stuck his penis in the pickle slicer?
We're good. Move on.
She got fired too.
Yeah.
Okay, right. We do have some trivia Jason Johnson, man of the hour, sent me through the podcast trivia. So if we are all ready, you can insert jingle here.
Burp.
Right. Everybody knows how to do this. It looks like the scoreboard hasn't been updated, but anybody who is a regular listener will know that last week I scored a bloody point. So it's not listed here, unfortunately. Kim, though, did score a point, and I can't remember.
I did. Me did.
Robin, you shared this. You definitely scored the first point with Kim. Mm-hmm. You may have got the second one, too.
I did. Nice. Winner, chicken dinner.
Nice. Okay, so you guys will put your answers in when we require them. We have Nicholas Nick, we have Nibor Atat, and Dwiggy Dwiggy Dwiggy.
No, I fixed that. I have my knickers on.
Okay, you're back to just Nick. Right.
Didn't write that. Robin did, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say, why am I Twiggy Twiggy Twiggy?
Okay, question number one.
Do you?
Yeah, Cook Rogers.
Jason Johnson obviously knows what floats my boat these days. He's given this question, which I don't get to answer. Question number one. Since PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds has been available on Steam Early Access, how many copies have been sold as of May 2017?
That's an odd question. 32.
Is it A, 500,000, B, 1 million, C, 2 million, or D, 350,000? Those answers again. I'll even do the question again. PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds has been available on Steam Early Access. How many copies have been sold as of May? 500,000, 1 million, 2 million, or 350,000? Ladies and gentlemen, let's get your answers in there. I knew the answer. I can't play, can I?
I don't think it's as much as what you think, because it's an early access game. I'm probably totally wrong, right?
Okay, well, we have different answers from all of you, and I can tell you right now that somebody is right. And the correct answer is Nicole with C, 2 million copies. 2 million.
Jesus, friggin' time. Luckiest girl.
I'm going to wait until Nicole answers now and just copy her answer.
I don't know C.
I'm just copying Nicole from now on.
Very good.
So I was way out at 350,000, wasn't I? Jeez. 2 million. Oh, sorry. No, it's 1,999,999 because you got a refund on yours.
Yeah, but I'm going to buy it.
Yay!
So, very good. Oh, still got an echo again.
Echo.
Oh, shit. Echo. I don't know. I'm not doing all... It's all, if you look, it's all altogether with fucking... Elastic bands, it's that shit.
I can see that, yeah.
Okay. 20th century technology.
Okay, so question number two. It's not bad, eh? 30 bucks a pop? 2 million?
Yeah.
Do the math.
And it's still in early access. Five.
Must be nice. Question number two. What year was the first Ghost Recon game released? Was it A, 2001? B, 2003, C, 1998, or D, 2007? What year was the first Ghost Recon game released? 2001, 2003, 1998, or 2007?
You want the answers? One, two, three.
Put your answers in.
Ooh.
Well, I can tell you that nobody got the answer right. Hooray! So copying Nicole did not work for you this time.
I think copy I took my
Nicole
first.
Nicole and Tweaky
wanted to say
said 2007?
Yeah, because right, the Xbox 360 came out in 2006, November 2006. And
yeah, you're right. Sorry.
Ghost Recon Advanced Warfare came out on the 360. Now, there might have been early versions on different platforms. I have no fucking idea. But that was my logic.
Yeah, that's not... that's just sad. You know what? Because that's the latest date, it's not that. It is quite a while ago. even though it's the latest date on the answers. Yeah, I probably would have plumbed for that too, actually, saying that. Nibor Atat said 1998. Just a little bit too far back there, old man. Anyway, right. Okay, so.
What was it then? What was the answer?
Dominating the quiz, Nicole. Well done, Nicole. Clap, 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 clap.
What was the answer then?
Oh, I get a golf clap.
What was the answer?
Those slow, quiet claps. That's a golf clap.
What was the answer?
So it was 2001. A.
Oh, see, wow. That's the one I wanted to say was A, and then I was like, meh, I'll just...
Yeah, Spec Ops Odyssey.
Did it say what platform that was on?
No idea. Yeah. Okay, really, that's the quiz.
I don't care.
360.
That's the quiz. Thank you very much, Jason. Your questions, as always, are appreciated. We thank you very much. Right, let's move on to new releases, shall we? Nicole? I know you didn't want to. You did. Could we? How would you? Would you be okay to read new releases, please?
Oh, all of them.
All of them. I know you didn't want to do a big list, so wouldn't perhaps you could do the new releases? You don't have to do the freebies. We don't worry about them.
Okay. Yeah, so we have music. We have fake music. So from May 6th through May 12th of 2017, birthdays: The Beginning for PS4 and PC on May 9th. Strafe, PS4 and PC, also May 9th. And Minecraft Switch Edition, May 11th.
Oh, Switch Edition. Oh.
Yes, I know.
That's another thing I played this week as well. I played some Mario Kart on the Switch. That was good fun.
Ooh, Mario Kart 8.
Oh, you know, it doesn't seem that much different than Mario Kart 8 on the Wii U. But, yeah, it's nice to play on the Switch.
Good. Okay. Xbox monthly freebie. Xbox and do we need to do games for monthly freebies? Yes. Do we?
Everybody knows now. Just go and download shit. There's good stuff there.
Games with gold, Xbox One, Gianna Sister, Switch's Dreams, Lara Croft and Temple of Osiris in about a week's time. Xbox 360, you can get Star Wars The Force Unleashed right now. But if you really want the quality Star Wars stuff, you have to wait. And Lego Star Wars The Complete Saga is coming in about a week's time. PlayStation Plus has Alien Nation, Tales from the Borderlands, Blood Knights, Port Royal 3, Laser Disco Defenders, and Typewriter spread across the PS4, PS3, and the PS Vita. Go figure it out yourself if you're interested in any of those. Thank you very much. Good night.
Alien Nation, I hear, is a good game.
Is it?
And Tales from the Borderlands is very good. So there you go.
Alien Nation, I'll have to go check that out. Okay, play dates. We decided we're going to play some Halo 4 tomorrow, I think. I'm going to try and make it. I can't guarantee it, but we'll try.
Well, we're sticking to the new time now, 7 p.m. UK. Yeah.
Yeah, it works.
That seems to work well.
Yeah, I think so.
So that's 2 p.m. for East Coast people and 11 a.m. for West Coast people. And if you're stuck somewhere in the middle, like Nicole, it's 3 p.m. or 4 p.m. Depending.
And so the victory achieved stuff is going on.
One.
Very well.
Is it one?
Sorry.
Sorry, yeah, I went the wrong way. The
victory achieved stuff is going on very well. Still, the E-log stuff is echoing like mad. And the victory achieved, what it's all about, again, if you don't know what E-log is, but if you're a new listener, we have a competition that runs every quarter. And when you finish a game, you take a selfie of yourself, looking happy that you have completed the game. And generally the credits are rolling in the background, and if you're Pilch Reed, you're generally wearing a silly hat. And what you do then is you take that picture and you tweet it off to @OC_podcast with the hashtag victory achieved. And if you are a logger, you put it on #YOLG, and it comes off your list of 30 games that you're trying to complete within a 12-month period. Okay, this week, completions. Pilch Reed, with a bit of help from your friends, finished Zombie Army Trilogy, Zat. Dastardly Jabby finished Wonder Boy, The Dragon's Trap. PG Tips finished Mafia 3. Andy Bangin' Wagon, he got his banging on with Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain, and thought it was completely and utterly weird. Which it is, but really absolutely fantastically weird. Dastardly Jabby also finished The Walking Dead. Where have you been? Razor Moo finished Dead Rising 3. Gunslinger X1983 finished Halo 5 and didn't really enjoy it. And Marganix finished Just Cause 3. People that just finished it for the fun. Adamski Kyle, he finished Lego City Undercover. That's the first one of those completed. And Amras, he found out what happened to the remains of Edith Finch. God. Whatever happened to Edith Finch?
Don't know, ask Amras.
Mr. Miyagi, yeah, finished Portal 2. And Calling All Cars finished Diablo 3. And that's everybody that finished games this week. Very good. Well done. Get those tweets coming. Get them coming.
Hang on a second.
Yoth?
Mr. Miyagi finished Portal 2, but it's not a Yoth game, is it? You were taking credit on that old Portal 2 thing, weren't you?
Yeah, I know, but it was like a perfect Yoth game. I don't know why. I actually went through his list. It's not on his list. But it's not. You know, it's one of those things. Excuse me. It's 5 years old now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's still one of the best games ever made. Really is. And, yeah, he must have played it backwards compatible. I'm having trouble with one of my log games, that Far Cry Blood Dragon.
Oh, yeah.
It's a 360 backwards compatibility. It keeps on crashing on me. It's a pain in the butt.
I had problems with that on PC, but then I finished it on Xbox 360 back compatible.
Yeah. So. I'll give it another go. I've been playing a bit of it. So, there you are.
Jam the difficulty down to easy and just breeze
through. That's what I'm doing. Yeah. That's what I'm doing.
Okay, so, who's going to close us out? Robin?
If you want.
I'm going to ask Robin. Sorry, unless Nick wants to do it. Mark, you're a little bit, no offense, mate, but you're a little bit scratchy and itchy and scratchy on the old voicey there. So I'm just going to get, let's get Robin to close out.
All right. Well,
we create it.
Okay, we finish and we broadcast weekly on Twitch. .tv/OC podcast. You can listen to us there. We're on Beam. We're on everything. I think we're even going to be on SoundCloud soon enough. And we usually go out at 11 p.m., 3 p.m. West Coast and 6 p.m. East Coast. Please email the show. Love to have an email. podcast@ocpod.com. You can tweet us at @OC_podcast. Go to our Facebook group and leave us a review wherever you want. Believe it or not, there's this thing called Discord. It's discord.ocpod.com, and people are there. They're on, and you'll find Mark in Discord, and he likes Discord. Mark is your friend. Be like Mark. Do Discord. So, that's about it. Thanks for listening. Nicole, do you have anybody that you want to say hello to?
Sure. Obviously, shout out to the Shatters. We missed a few that were coming in via other things like True Skills Gaming and a couple others, but everybody's equally as important. We can't do the show without them. Say a happy birthday to Bit Dead, as today, today's his birthday for me. It might not be it for him. I don't know. It might be over by now. And then happy birthday to Mark on his upcoming birthday.
And Tuesday.
Yes. Thank you. So I want to get the birthday shout outs good and gone and wish everyone well. And thanks to you guys for this, and really sorry about the whole throat thing. I'm like totally losing my voice now.
We hear that. Yeah.
It's allergy season and we can't, it's UK weather like it's never been UK weather before. Like, rain every day and cloudy and gray. But because spring doesn't know what to do with itself, everything's covered in green pollen. Oh. And I'm like, I can't breathe, and I'm ready to go to bed right now, actually. This is like, it's nap time for me. But anyway.
Get well soon.
Thank you. And I'm going to give a real quick congrats to Sarah.
Time's up.
She finally finished that Ghost Recon. So, Mark?
I just want to shout out Duke Scaff, because he kindly gave me a game on Steam, which was on my wish list. He gave me Skyrim Definitive Edition.
Oh, yeah, wow.
He said
nice.
I gave him one of my Humble Bundle games, Event Zero, a while ago, and he says it's to because I gave him that, he feels obliged to give me this. He didn't have to do that at all, but I really, really appreciate Eric, and it looks really, really good on the PC, so thank you very, very much. And I want to shout out to my computer and Windows for making tonight a train wreck. Over to you, Robin.
I would like to shout out Gary Lever's better half. She's had a hard time over the last couple of years health-wise, but she packed in her career path and went back to college and retrained, and she has now qualified completely. She's finished her course and she's starting her new job this week coming in this whole new field, and it's been inspirational what she's been through and where she came through on the other side, and it's so positive, and it just shows you that if there's something that you really want to do, you can do it if you put your mind to it. So well done to you guys. Absolutely fantastic. We shout out to Greg and Cindy. I hope your garage sale is going well. Fraser, it was fantastic. Just threw together, just chat. Just a nice wee chat. I'm looking forward to a nice wee chat tonight, and I've had a nice wee chat tonight. So, good success.
Good. Thank you, Robin. Yes, it's always a pleasure, guys. Thank you for making it so easy. A little bit stressed at the start there with we couldn't get things online, but I think as long as we get to record, it wasn't as slick as normal. No big deal, no worries, no fault of anyone, but we got something out, so that was good. And we had a smile on our faces as well. We did it. So thank you very much to all of you and the listeners. And I thoroughly enjoyed hosting this podcast this month. Robin, you have the reins next week, or is it Greg?
I think so. I think it's Greg. You're supposed to be the second week of the month, but he was having a garage sale.
Oh, that's right. I'm a week ahead, aren't I?
Yeah. So I think he's going to step in next week, and then I'm going to the week after. So, in fact, next week is the Northwest 200 big motorbike race over here, and I'll be at it. So I'll probably not be home until late. So that'll suit. Oh, there you go.
Good. Okay. Well, look, that's that. Thanks very much for listening. Then let's get out of here until next week. Wizard.
Twiggy, twiggy, twiggy.
Yeah. Think to yourself, there's no music coming.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Same time next week.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
Too many people say.
Come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.